Do you have a bucket list, Justin?
Not at the moment.
Do you know what one is?
I do know what they are.
Okay.
Nothing I desire.
Okay.
Tell me what I should.
Well, many of us do have a bucket list. These are great sights we'd like to see in our lifetime. Machu Picchu, the pyramids. But how about putting some of the world's great sounds into that bucket? Today is World Heritage Day, and to mark it, a collection of some of the world's great sounds have been put together. Here's a taste. Here we go. Now that is Tower of London's famous ravens cooing, with apologies to Paddy O'Connell for straying into his territory on this one. Here's another one.
Silencio, silence, please.
That is the Vatican, that's the Sistine Chapel with the guard saying be quiet, ironically for this collection. And this is the Valparaiso in Chile. Here we go, here's a gas bottle salesman banging rhythmically. Okay, well, let's talk to the person behind this collection. Stuart Folks is founder of Cities and Memory and is in the studio with us. Good morning to you.
Morning.
What are you trying to achieve here?
So what we're launching today, which listeners can find on citiesandmemory.com, is the first and deepest collection of the sounds of World Heritage sites and items of intangible heritage. So we've collected together 270 of them from across 68 countries, and it's about using sound as a way to examine these spaces and look at the role that sound plays and how we experience them.
And how did you source these places? Did it have to be on the World Heritage List, or who are the candidates?
Yeah, so we've anything that's on the UNESCO World Heritage List, either a World Heritage site or an item of intangible heritage, was eligible. We either crowdsourced them from people around the world to send in their own recordings of these places, or I went out and did quite a few recording trips on my own to collect some of those sounds. For example, all the ones that you just played out were ones I actually recorded myself for this project.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that. And there's something interesting about sounds. There's more of a cultural texture to them than just, for example, the postcard image.
Yeah, I think particularly for World Heritage sites, you know, we're living in quite a visually dominated culture where things are about the Instagram photo and the TikTok video. And I think particularly that's true for things like World Heritage sites, which leads to things like Instagram tourism. But sounds actually a really transportative sense. It can take you into the experience of being in that place in a way that visuals, you know, certainly can't. And also, I think the other thing about sound is it's incredibly close to our daily lives.
Mm.
So if you think about a city like New York, for example, if I ask you what New York looks like, you're going to probably say something iconic like the Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building.
Mm.
If I ask you what New York as a city sounds like, you're probably going to say it's the sound of steam hissing up from the sidewalks, or it's the sound of sirens reverberating from skyscrapers. So it's much closer to our daily lives in a very intimate sense.
And also it gives you more of a cultural flavour of it, whether it's, you know, for example, the Sistine Chapel we heard there. It could be, I don't know, monks, Benedictine monks, you know, in the Pantheon in Rome or whatever. It gives you more of a complete picture of what the culture is there.
Yeah, exactly that. I think it's about showing that these sites are not theme parks, they're not postcards, they're living, breathing places where people are kind of going about doing their daily business. And it's also about what it's like to be there. And I think there's also an element of preservation as well. You know, some of these soundscapes could potentially be in danger or at risk. And until we sort of appreciate sound as being inherently of value and adding to our experience of these places, then we're not really going to be able to move towards thinking about how do we identify culturally significant sounds and then preserve and protect them in the future.
And is this something, with the blessing of UNESCO, is this going to happen, an ongoing project?
This is a project that's it's not related to UNESCO. We're obviously using World Heritage Sites as the universally accepted standard of culturally significant places. So we're collecting these sounds and we'll continue to collect them on an ongoing basis because they are among the world's most fascinating places.
And also probably, along with smell, I would say, one of the most memory-evoking things that you can remember about a place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every time I listen to that clip that you just played, for example, on the Sistine Chapel, I'm taken right back to what it was like to be in that space. You imagine the Sistine Chapel to be a place of incredible quiet reverence where we're all looking up at Michelangelo's works all together, but what you'll actually get there is the guard says silencio, one or two people start whispering, three or four more people start whispering and muttering quietly, and before you know it, after 2 minutes, there's a cacophony and there's this ebb and flow up and down of sound in the space all day.
All right, Stuart Folks, founder of Cities and Memory. Where can we hear it again?
It's at citiesandmemory.com/heritage.
And thank you for compiling that. Smells next. Not sure how we're going to do it on the radio, though.